You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're a baby?
I'm a baby.
It's a baby.
You're just a little baby.
It's a Daikini baby.
Yes!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night. I'm Alison Aislip.
I'm Maud Garrett, and for the next 30-ish minutes, we're going to be sipping some booze and spitting some news
and eating donuts.
And eating all the donuts and scarfing the donuts. And we're going to scarf the donuts with Tom White Wine Mandango Krajewski.
Yeah, and who brought us those donuts?
Our podcast, Aristotle. So we realized last week was our 4-year anniversary of the Half Hour Happy Hour.
I'm just happy to be here.
Thanks for joining us, Maud. And we totally spaced, but Aristotle did not. And so he brought in donuts for us this week, and they are delicious, and they are oddly vegan.
Oh, they're yummy.
Yeah.
This is making my day.
We also have to do a shout out to super fan listener Art, who sent us just an exorbitant amount of wine.
12 bottles.
12 bottles of wine.
Now.
So we're drinking one of the Merlots he sent right
now. It's really nice.
It is really nice. Let me tell you, it goes real well with a vegan donut.
I want to read the back of it. This reserve series of wines is my new favorite. Each has a unique blend of delicious fruit from some of the finest vines in California.
Mm.
This Merlot is specially crafted for me and my family and friends.
Oh, it's Kevin O'Leary wine.
We just gained a family.
Yeah. Oh,
from drinking this.
We're part of the family.
Wow.
Yeah. So happy 4 years. And
happy four
thanks
years.
To all those who have been listening to us for four freaking years.
That's not.
They stuck in for 4 years.
I know.
I almost quit 2 years ago.
I'm impressed. You did?
No.
I don't think I ever had a choice.
The chain is around.
We've read some of them, but I also love the amount of people who have emailed in to be like, when I heard Alex was leaving, I was calling it quits. But then I heard Maud, and never mind. And
You're not going anywhere, guys.
Yeah!
Alex who?
I know.
Alex.
Real quick little business about the podcast.
Yeah.
When we switched over to Starburns, we also switched who hosted our podcast. And for whatever reason, within the last month, Spotify had an issue with that. Not personally, just
personal. I'm sorry.
Technologically, there was an issue, and for whatever reason, it split the feeds. And so, I mean, this isn't going to help if people got stuck on the old feed because you're probably not hearing this episode right now. We'll tweet it out, but just so you know, check to make sure if you are subscribed on Spotify that you are now subscribed to the current feed. Because I think we lost subscribers on the old feed.
Boo.
Yeah.
So the one on Spotify, because I'm on it now, is the one where it says the Half Hour Happy Hour Ladies Night, the new logo, by Starburns Audio. The last episode that went up before this one was Mandy from Manchester.
Yeah.
Mandy from Manchester.
God, there's some great names of these episodes.
You guys, I have missed you.
It's been a while.
I have been gone.
How's New York?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like I have lived 12 lifetimes in the last week and a half.
That's a whole
I have so much to fill you in on. Mostly all good stuff, one kind of shitty thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do we start with the bad? How do we do this?
No, because I think the bad is going to go into like a conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start with the good.
Hit me.
Yeah. So I've basically been in New York for the last month. I did do, I felt so, so metropolitan. I've been in New York since mid-March, but I came back to LA for 4 days just to go to the Shazam premiere, which we already talked about. But then I flew back to New York because I had to finish things up in New York, you know? Anyway, this last week that I was in New York, I went to the Game of Thrones premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Which by the time this episode comes out, the first episode will have aired.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, actually, if you listen to it early on Himalaya, I could still technically spoil it for you, but I won't. I'm not an asshole. But we watched the first episode, and it was over far too soon. The first episode's only like 57 minutes long. I saw it.
You saw
it? I saw it.
Is it good?
I saw it. It's so good.
Because I've done all 7 seasons for a rewatch.
Right.
It was like nearly 2 months of my life that I dedicated. Like I stopped answering my phone. You don't understand the commitment that was there. I can only see White Walkers when I open my eyes.
I'm a little sad when I realize that I only have 5 episodes left of the show to watch. Oh. You guys are so lucky that you still have 6 at this moment.
I don't watch it, so.
Oh, you don't watch it. That's right, John. It's so weird.
Dragons?
That's
what?
Why I don't like you.
Oh, there we go.
Come on.
I'm kidding.
But without.
If I had a superhero in it, I'd watch it.
Without spoiling anything.
I'm so
sorry.
Kidding.
I'm so sorry.
Without spoiling anything, even though by this point most people have probably already watched it, it was a surprisingly funny episode.
Oh, really? I'm ready to laugh.
Yes. And the very last moment of this episode is a moment that I did not realize I have been waiting for since season 1.
Don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
You only have 48 more hours to wait, Maude. You're so close. We're so close.
Why are my hands in fists?
It was awesome. And then I got to go to the after party. Dang. And I was like drinking with the Game of Thrones cast, even though none of them paid attention to me. It didn't matter. I was just like, I'm 2 feet away from Joffrey.
How did you get invited to this, first off?
He quit acting after Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they invited everyone who had been on the show, like Sean Bean and... I forget his name, but the guy who played Robert Baratheon,
yeah.
Both of them died in season 1.
Sure.
Neither of them have worked on the show in 9 years. They were both there because it's the final.
That's so good.
It's the final episode. Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, you also had like the King of the Hand and the King, and you know, mm-hmm. Sean Bean was the Warden of the North. That's yeah. I have.
You're like, let me so get out all of his titles.
Information. It is awful, but wonderful at the same time.
Yeah. So that was a pretty, my favorite moment.
Yeah.
I found the guy who plays Varys.
Varys.
Yeah. Is that really Varys? How it's said? Oh, Varys. I thought when I read it in the book in my head, it's Varys.
Isn't that the best part when it's like, oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
Oh, that's how that word is said.
I said chagrin for like 15 years.
Wait, instead of
chagrin.
What?
Chagrin.
Oh.
Because I read
the
books.
Yes. Yeah.
And you didn't so, ever hear
oh my God, the word fissure, fissure.
Oh.
I made that word really? Fancy in my head.
Fissure.
And someone went, you mean fissure? And yeah. I was like, a wow. fish
is that
not-
what I mean?
Fissure.
I took Varys. Varys. But I was going to say, I took an honors class in college. And I was about halfway through the semester before I realized... The teacher kept saying the word modernity, and I was like, I don't know what that means. And I realized I finally saw it written down. It was modern itty. Like if you're talking about a modern time, it's modernity. She kept using this word, and I was like, I don't know what's happening.
Do you mean maternity?
Yeah, I know.
Eternity?
It was crazy.
I would have called that a modern itty.
Yeah, exactly. I would have too. Thank God I wasn't asked to read out loud in class.
Modern itty.
Back in college, our teacher was talking about euthanasia and like how like...
You thought youth in Asia?
I was that dumb. I was going to film school, so granted I wasn't much of a reader, but I did not know what that
was. Oh my God, did you guys see this amazing thing that was, it's a meme now, where someone was trying to flirt with a girl and he goes, bone jaw.
Jaw instead of bonjour.
Yes.
Oh no.
And she's like, what are you trying to say? And he's like,
bonjour.
It's hello in French, duh.
No, it is not.
Bonjour.
Anyway, Varys.
Yeah.
He has just the most spectacular head of hair.
Silver hair.
Silver hair.
I saw the photos because he has not had hair at all.
And so
bits and pieces.
When I got enough vodka sodas in me. No, champagne. I was drinking champagne that night. When I got enough champagne in me. I went up to him and I was like, I got to say, the biggest crime of this show is that they shaved this wonderful head of hair off of you. And he goes, this is clearly a line that he had planned, but I appreciated it. He's like, that's how long I've been doing the show. When I started, I was a Stark, and now I'm a Targaryen because he's gone white. He apparently had like really dark hair when he started shooting the show.
And now it's white.
Oh, I know.
He's one of my favorite characters, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
I asked everyone, you know, the three remain, well, out of all the remaining characters, and Tom, please weigh in. I'm really excited to hear your answer. The three characters that are left, who are your favorites? I like Daenerys Targaryen, but she's actually becoming a bit of a hard ass and she's getting full of herself.
Wait till you see this episode.
Did she find out? Okay. No, God.
I'm not going to say anything.
And then Jon Snow, because he's actually, that brooding does it for me.
Yep.
I'm like, I would get snurred in any day. You know?
Snurred in. snow me in any day.
I'll see if he knows nothing or if he just knows a little something.
Winter can come if you know
Winter came everywhere.
Y'all bring the snowplow.
Oh, there it is.
Oh my gosh.
And Varys.
Yeah, I would say. Oh my God! Why can't it? Peter Dinklage? What's his character's name?
Tyrion.
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 Tyrion's definitely up there.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have the biggest crush on Gendry. I know he has done almost nothing in this series, but
he's
I don't care.
Like 5'7" and a half.
Yeah, he was at the party. He was at the party. I walked past him a million times, just being like, "Hi, hey, hi,
can I see your hammer?
Oh, hi, what? Hey, whatever. I have a boyfriend." My friend had to remind me that after I like circled Gendry too many times, I was like, "Okay, you're right. I gotta go." He also listens to this podcast. Hi, Andy.
Hi.
Andy. Hi, yeah. Andy.
Hi, Andy. Anyway, that was Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. It was amazing. And then, just a few days later, I went to Saturday Night Live.
Oh, nice.
Jon Snow. Yeah, Jon Snow. Kit Harington hosted.
No beard, though. That was not okay.
It was very weird. It was very weird.
It's
he walked down and we were all like, what's happening? But he was really funny. I don't know if you watched the whole episode.
No, I just got a shiver, though.
It was great. Yeah. It was really good.
He like fully committed, and dude. I was like, good job, dude.
Oh, with
he
the shame thing and the bagel in the face?
And the bagel in the face?
She was doing shame, and he was being Cersei Lannister in that moment, and they were throwing stuff at him, and he was force-fed a bagel.
That was not in this episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm like, I did not see that. But it was really cool, because it's not super easy to get tickets to see SNL.
How many people are in the audience?
Maybe 200. Maybe.
Wow.
And it's most up high. There's like that small section down on the ground, and it's mostly up on the bleachers.
Is it a thing where you have to get tickets like months in advance?
I think so. I mean, I just have a friend who knows someone who works there. That's how I got to go.
Which
was great.
So you're not Jon Snow. You know someone.
I do know someone. but I was really excited to go because, you know, I've done so much live TV. It was really cool to see how this show that's been on for 44 seasons or whatever it is, how they run. It was like just really interesting how the sets get put up and pulled down and commercial breaks and all that kind of stuff. It was very cool. And then I got to go to the after party to that too. I felt super cool. I just felt really cool this whole past week.
You are really cool, Allison. And then, you should feel cool
do
all
I?
The time.
Do I look cooler? Yeah. Sweet. My high school dreams are finally coming true.
Kidding.
And then the last super cool thing I got to do was my friend Lily got us courtside tickets to see the Knicks.
Hot Lily.
Hot Lily, yes.
She's really hot.
I know. My God.
Can I shout out to Lily?
Yes, because she listens to this too. She's going to laugh.
Hey, baby girl. Mm-hmm.
But the amount of people.
That's for both of us, Lily.
Like, I've been friends with Lily for, eight or nine years now. It's within the last 6 months that everyone I know has been like, so, your hot friend Lily. What's up with your hot friend Lily? And I'm like, she's been around. She's been in my Instagram. I don't know what's changed, but apparently she's just attracting everyone right now.
Okay, I have a problem with this because I've been your friend for six, seven years.
Mm-hmm.
I could be your hot friend Maud. Why aren't I your hot friend Maud?
You are my hot friend Maud.
Is there feedback coming through?
I would say.
Are people desperate
to learn about
hot friend Maud?
I would say when people ask about you, it's more like, who's your very tall friend?
That's shit. Yeah. I'm choking on donut in my anger.
Sorry. What? A vegan donut, though.
What do I have to, what pheromones do I need to omit?
I don't know. I'll put you in touch with Lily because I don't know what she's doing different either. You know? I think, you do this too. I was going to say, she doesn't try to like look good in any photo we take together. We always purposely just take like photos where we're like, meh, and then we post those.
If it takes you more than 3 minutes to take a photo that you like, you should not be taking a photo.
Oh my gosh. So speaking of that, that was a great segue. Being courtside at the Knicks, I was we have to get one photo to show that we're here. We found it very difficult to get a good angle that included both of our faces in a proportionate way and the game in the background. And I had texted both my dad and my brother to be like, turn on the Knicks game. Because we were on TV the whole time, basically. And my brother texts me, he goes, I just saw you taking a selfie and not watching the game. And I was like, damn it. Sorry, it was hard to line up.
So what's the bad thing then? Because that's a lot of good.
So this is shitty. Yeah,
that's a lot of good.
This was actually a moment that made me, I was like, I can't wait to get back to Los Angeles. And this is interesting. Because you'll understand the discussion. I'm interested to have it with you, Tom.
Yes.
Because it's definitely a man-woman thing.
So hot friend Tom.
Hot friend Tom. No.
Tall.
I was on the subway. Mm-hmm. I wasn't on the subway yet. I went down to catch the subway and then found out that there were like major delays. Yep. And so I was just on the platform, like, you know, scrolling through my phone, whatever. Other people show up on the platform. Some guy showed up and was a couple feet away from me. I didn't think twice of it. My phone did not get stolen. This is not that story again.
I know that because your hands look fine.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, a few minutes go by and then this guy kind of leans into me and he's like, have you been waiting long? Totally normal question to ask. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've probably been here about 15 minutes. I heard there was delays, blah, blah. He's like, do you know why? I'm like, there's signal failures or whatever, blah, 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 blah.
And then you go back to your phone. And I go back to my phone. End conversation.
Yep. And he keeps continuing conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it's just total small talk stuff, whatever. And then eventually he's like, I'm Brian. And I'm like, I'm Allison. Nice, whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then a train finally shows up. And I get on the train and I purposely go into like one of the nooks on the train and like put myself in the nook and look down at the phone.
Yeah.
And he walks right up and stands right in front of me. And then I'm all of a sudden like, shit, now I'm cornered. Yeah. Like I didn't think, I thought I would give off enough of a vibe that's like, don't continue this conversation. Uh-huh. So he continues like just, and it's very fine and it's not weird. It's just like, I'm trying to make it obvious that I'm not interested or whatever. And then eventually he's like, so what are you going to the city for? And I'm like, I'm having lunch with my friend. And he's like, oh, what are you doing afterwards? I'm like, I'm doing this. And he's like, cool. He's like, well, maybe afterwards we could go grab a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, and at this point I'd already mentioned that I don't live in New York. Mm-hmm. To be like,
that's probably
don't
more
ask
enticing.
Me out. I'm like, don't ask me out, right? He's like, maybe we can go get a drink. I was like, I'm actually here with my boyfriend, but thank you. You know, like, I'm flattered, whatever. And he's like, oh, okay. And then he just asks me another question. It's like, we're just making this bullshit small talk. And I'm just like, all right, I just got to get through. I only have two more stops. It's fine.
It's
whatever. I know. Yeah. And he's like, so you're getting off. Oh, and I mentioned I was going to the Knicks game that night, right? And so I, you know, it was just fine, mundane shit. And I was getting off at the 14th Street stop, and he was getting off the stop before at the 9th Street stop because he was going to go spend the day in the park or whatever. And right before his stop, he leans in super close to me, and he just goes, before I get off the train, can I grab your ass?
No! What?
And I went, what?
Oh, my God.
And he goes, can I grab your ass?
Oh,
and
my
I was
God!
Like,
no, the reaction was your answer.
What?
No, well, I didn't even, it took Allison. Me a moment to realize that's what he said.
What the
That you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't expecting that. Because this guy went from just mildly annoying to full-on creep in one sentence.
And hold on. So he asked permission thinking that it will work?
Yes. I don't know.
Public on a train.
Exactly.
Permission to grope, please.
Exactly.
What the hell is wrong?
And so this was my reaction. I went, what? No. What? I mean, thank you for asking and not just doing it, but I mean, God, no.
Yeah,
no. And he was like, okay, I had to ask. And I was like, no. And then the train doors open and he walks off and he's like, bye. And I'm like, bye.
Oh,
and he
weird.
I was so, and the doors closed. And as soon as the train started, I all of a sudden wanted to cry.
Yeah,
I just wanted to cry. Because
yeah,
I was like,
violating.
What?
You didn't
what just
right.
happened? Yeah. But that was the thing. I was like, I was just trying not to be an asshole. I was like, fine, this guy's interested. I'm not interested,
Allison,
but I don't need to be an asshole.
We have a lose-lose situation where it's like, we can't be a bitch. We can't be mean. Mm-hmm. We have to entertain this conversation that we don't want to be in for fear of coming across as a heartless person.
Yes.
But then he's just taken that inch and wanted a mile from you.
Exactly.
And mile being your fine ass.
And then I'm just thinking about it. My fine ass. Thank you. I was thinking about it the whole day, clearly.
Yeah.
And then I go to the Knicks game with Lily and we have the greatest time. But when we're leaving, I was like, I can't. My way to get home was taking that same train. And I was like, I can't do it because I told him I was going
to
be at the game. And the fear in me was like, he's going to know what train I'm getting on. So I literally took a $55 Uber home. Just so I could avoid that situation
this
again.
This is the shit we
Poor
have to
women,
do.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel bad. I'm sorry that happened
sucked.
To you, first off, because, like, that's clearly nothing that's ever happened to me.
This is a regular occurrence.
Yeah.
No, I know that.
I've never been asked to have my ass
It
grabbed.
Was shocking to me.
Yeah.
But I have
shocking.
Had a situation in an airplane. So my thing is, if you just happen to be at the same place as someone, they're not there to meet you. They're not there to mingle. Your thing was to be on a plane, on a train for transport.
Yes.
You're going from A to B.
Yeah.
So this isn't...
It's not where you go to pick up dates normally.
You
go to a bar, maybe.
So, like, instantly, like, that kind of vibe is not in the perfect place. Yep. Mine was on a plane. I was flying to Paris by myself.
Ugh.
A French guy who was not next to me in the seat, not over the aisle, not the first guy in, the second guy in over the aisle, decided he wanted to converse with me while I'm watching a movie with my headphones in. Excuse me.
Oh,
he's French. Barely speaks English at all, wants to conduct conversation. So he's leaning over someone while I have to lean over someone to figure out what's going on.
How do you say, where are you?
And this is how the conversation was going. Going to, and I was like, Paris.
What?
Yeah. Why do you want to, why go to Paris?
I'm like, work. And like one word answers, headphones back in. Excuse me.
Oh my God.
This what? Keeps going. The man next to me is bilingual. He's French and speaks English.
Yeah.
He's hearing this whole conversation. He turns to me and goes, do you want to talk to him? And I'm here with my earphones going, clearly not.
Yeah.
I'm putting my headphones in. And so he casually says to the guy in French.
Yeah. Like,
my assumption
leave
is,
her alone. Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't want to talk to you. Yeah. He arcs up and he's like basically in French, which I'm only telling from the body language. If she doesn't want to talk to me, she can tell me herself. And he goes,
no, she can't.
Really clearly, one more time. You do not want to talk to him. I just want to confirm this. And I was like, no, I do not want to talk
to him. God bless this guy.
He's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is why men can be the problem, but men are the solution as
well. Yeah, exactly.
Like, see it, witness it, step in, you know, because we have to be nice.
Yeah.
And if we reject someone, they can get violent.
I know.
You know?
I know. It sucked. And I made it through my day clearly. And part of me is like, it's not that big of a deal. And the other part of me is like, but I feel really weird. And I literally got home to Andy that day. And as soon as I saw him, I cried.
Yeah.
I just cried. Wow. And I was like, because I feel like my spidey senses are pretty on point.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can trust my gut. Like I even knew when the great Italian phone napping of 2016 happened, I knew the moment that dude looked at me that it was not okay.
Yeah.
And then it all happened, right? Yeah. My reflexes just weren't fast enough. That's all. But with this guy, he was just a normal fucking dude.
Well, you kind of did because you stopped entertaining the conversation.
Yes.
And he persisted.
Yes. And then I just felt like, well, now I'm in it. But that's what I mean. Like what the conversation was wasn't upsetting me.
It was harmless.
It wasn't disturbing. Yeah. It was totally harmless. And I was like, I always say one of my superpowers is that I can have a conversation with a brick wall.
Yeah.
I can have a conversation with anyone. And in my head, I'm like, I can survive a 6-minute conversation with this dude on the train.
Thing
you know,
is that he's not getting your very clear hints.
Right.
And so
right.
that's an alarm bell.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yeah,
he's
you're
not
right.
backing off.
Yeah.
Why not?
Right. And you know? I was just like, what the fuck? It just sucked. It just sucked. So anyone who deals with that kind of shit, I'm sorry. Any man, wonderful man like Tom who can help prevent that shit, thank you.
When I seriously, see something, I punch someone.
Oh, good. Maybe say something is the first step.
Yes.
See something, say something, and then it could be punch someone.
Because what happened in my instance, we actually called over a flight attendant who, again, the French guy was like screaming at this stage. He was
really?
So angry that he couldn't talk to me and like he wasn't doing anything wrong. They moved me up to premium economy for the rest of the flight.
That's great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, on a similar note, like when I got on my flight home, the guy who sat next to me in the flight, he was just like casually striking up a conversation like anyone normally does. If you sit, like, if you just are sitting next to a social person on a plane, you do a little bullshit conversation, whatever. But the moment he started talking to me and when he introduced himself, I was like, oh, I don't want to be in this situation again.
Yeah.
This guy was harmless. He was totally fine. But it was just weird. I had this like PTSD from the situation as I punched my mic. Sorry. Anyway, on that note, I think we have to take a little break. Okay, I promise the show is going to be much more upbeat from now on.
I think that this is an amazing PSA to have, though, by the way.
Yeah, I actually debated on whether we should talk about that. And
100%.
I was like, no, I feel like that's stuff we should put out there. Okay, anyway, I'm going to get to some emails, and we're going to go a little bit back to Game of Thrones. This email is entitled Game of Thrones Throne.
Uh-huh.
Because remember we talked about the Game of Thrones Throne?
Yeah, where
we're
it was
all over
available.
The country.
Oh, that's right.
So this is from Jose. He says, hi, 4HLN. My name is Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hi, Maud. And hi, Super Volcano. Hashtag never forget.
Hey, Jose.
So listening about the Thrones was kind of weird, considering the last one was in Queens, New York.
Yeah.
And the woman who found it saw the video when HBO posted it and knew right away and got there in 10 minutes and basically made it before they even opened the park.
Wow.
And he says, basically, there's two guards who wait for it to be found, so taking it doesn't work. Anyway, here's me on it. Long may I reign.
What? King Jose.
I'm also getting a weird phone call. There, look at him sitting on the throne.
Nice, Jose.
How cool is that?
You are the king.
Yes, I'm like honored that you're one of our listeners. That's so rad.
Ruler really of the cool. seven kingdoms.
I know. That is awesome. And then,
very cool.
I know. I can't wait to see you guys see Game of Thrones and we can talk about it. Ah, it's so good. Okay. What?
Should we do a little after show thing maybe?
Oh, maybe we should.
Okay, sorry. Brainstorming. I can't switch off.
Ah. Things to think about. Okay. And we have another, you know, we just... April Fool's Day just passed.
Yes, it did.
Yes. This is called The McPickle. And it's from John. He says, hello, 4-H crew.
Hi, John.
Hi, Maud. long time listener since day one. Wow. First time emailer. Thanks for sticking with us for 4 years, John.
Happy four
John.
Years and building up the courage to email about pickles.
Yes,
pickles.
He says, I came across an April Fool's Day joke by McDonald's Australia mm-hmm. that I thought you guys would enjoy. Keep up the great work and keep making my Monday morning commute way more exciting than it is. So, Maud, I don't know if
I can tell you about it. Cool. So what McDonald's did was they made this burger called the McPickle, where it was like stacked with shards, you know what I mean? Cuts of pickle.
It's literally just bun and pickle and cheese.
The problem is that people actually wanted to order it.
Yes.
And when they were like, kidding, April Fools, they were like, that's bullshit.
They were pissed.
I want my pickle bun.
Yeah. They were pissed. People actually wanted the McPickle.
I would 100% eat the McPickle.
They posted it on Instagram, but then they also, they posted about the whole thing, the new burger and yada yada. And then at the end it says, available until yesterday. Like, that should have been the hint that, but we all know no one reads through the full Instagram post.
No.
That's why I try to make my Instagram posts as short as possible. So when you know that they're long, it's important.
Long's also, if someone's doing like paragraphs, like journal diary entries on a picture and the picture has nothing to do with the text.
Oh, that drives me insane.
That's obnoxious, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's like, today I was thinking about my self-worth and bleedity bleedity blue. And then it's just like,
it's like,
this
photo. That's you in Mexico in a bikini.
Yeah,
you
just exactly. Apparently in the States, though, Burger King did their own April Fools.
And what was the burger?
It wasn't a burger. They made... They said that they made different sauces to dip the McNuggets into.
Nice. One of them was a Sunday sauce.
They were shake sauces. Yeah. They were the flavors of their shakes, including a Shamrock shake. They don't exist.
Brilliant.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I know, it's great.
I'm sorry, Tom. anyway, those are the emails I got for today. You want to get us into a story, my friend?
Yeah, you know, like...
Give me the headline. I'll tell you what happens.
Okay, yeah. All right. We've got...
I feel like that's the new game.
A few people did email us about this, but let's say I think Jeff was one of them.
Oh my God, the bee in the eye.
Okay, wait. Oh my
God. Thank you, Mom.
Wait, time out. Okay, I saw this headline multiple times and I specifically did not read it because I knew it would be a story. So I don't know. I don't know it yet. I just know the woman had bees in her eyes and they ate off her tears or something like that.
But finish the story.
I want to know it so badly.
This sounds like the scary stories at night or whatever that thing is that America had that Australia wasn't privy to Guillermo del Toro is making.
Yeah. Oh my God.
You guys basically just told the whole thing.
But how did they get there? What did they do? How did they find them? I need details.
What is this fresh nightmare?
I need details.
First off, I got to bring up this thing. Okay, here we go. I had so many puns set for this until you guys ruined it.
I believe you.
I'm ready for all the puns. All right. All the puns.
This story's got a lot of buzz around it lately.
Guys, I get energy from this. I'm not an introvert or an extrovert. I'm a puntrovert. So every pun that happens, I get
Then just listen up, honey.
Okay.
Wow.
He wasn't flirting. That was a pun.
That was not
that was casual, too. I'm into
that. That's what I prepared earlier. That was just the perfect time to drop
That's amazing. I can't do puns because I'm the person who's like, do you get it? Like, I can't just throw it in there.
The joke explainer. When
I'm
you
so
kill
alive. Keep
going. You're like Monsters, Inc. when they feed off laughter. They just feed off
puns. Oh, my gosh.
All right. Yes, bees discovered living in a woman's eye. They were still intact and all alive.
How big were these bees?
That's a good question. There were pictures. I think I deleted these.
Why did you delete them?
I thought they would have scared you. I was looking out for you, Allison. You don't like those pictures.
How could you have deleted the pictures if they were on the article?
It's a complicated process.
You downloaded photos?
I cut and paste articles and I delete some of the pictures.
More information about bee face, please.
A woman was shocked to discover that a group of bees were living inside her eye and feeding off of her tears. Yes. 28-year-old...
It's like feeding off of my sadness. Like, great, thanks. Cheers.
Yum, 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 yum.
A 28-year-old woman named Miss He thought dirt had been blown into her eye while she was pulling out weeds around the graves of her relatives.
Oh, Jesus.
Apparently her relatives were trying to send her a sign.
Several hours later,
she visited a hospital in southern Taiwan when her eyes started to swell and feel pain.
Yeah, no shit.
So they were shocked when the doctor was shocked when he saw four bees living in her eye.
Four of them.
She couldn't completely close.
At least this is only a few hours.
I had the impression that
it was like days went by.
This is why I can't watch horror movies. This is why my brain does immediate. No, ready? 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 This is what's happening.
What?
Four bees in her eye are reincarnated of the dead relatives in the ground that she was tending to.
Apparently.
That's what happens that's in my mind. That's what's wrong with me.
They're ghost bees.
They're reincarnated family just trying to be close with her. That's why they're eating the tears. They don't want her to be sad.
Oh, God.
But they're like, here, just if you were allergic to bees, that'd probably be a massive
problem.
Yeah, this
would be a big problem.
She couldn't completely close her eyes. The doctor said, I looked into the gap of the microscope and saw something black. That looks like an insect leg. I grabbed the leg and very slowly took one out. Then I saw another one. And
I don't.
Are you really
gagging?
I'm not gagging
because I honestly don't understand how this is physically possible. Because how big
anything.
Were these bees?
Who knows what the Lord Jesus plans and brings upon our.
I don't like anything anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Just ruined enjoyment forever.
The puns, I was alive. Now I am deceased.
Yeah.
That was quick.
Dead. Yeah. Capital D-E-D. Dead.
Dead.
Luckily, the doctor believes that the fact she was wearing contact lenses saved her from potentially going blind, guys.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot. Like, I normally wear contacts. I've gotten into wearing glasses way more, but I've noticed multiple times, like, because I'm wearing contacts, it, like, saves my life.
Oh, I have the same thing with acrylic nails. Yeah. The amount of times I should have cut off the tip of my finger when cutting, and it, like, hits my acrylic nail, and I was like, that's happened a dozen times.
Yeah. Okay, continue.
This is the last bit. So she was wearing the contact lenses, so she didn't dare to rub her eyes when she felt the pain.
Oh, good for her.
And
yeah, you learned.
Because if she did, she could have induced the bees to produce venom.
Oh!
That's how
she could have gotten stung in her
that's
eyeball!
That's how she would have gone blind. So there you go. Oh,
Jesus.
Aristotle's got pictures.
Oh, you have
for you.
Pictures. I want to see. I need to see. Oh, my. Okay, they're not huge because that's like clearly her eye.
Yeah.
So they're like tiny little, but wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, Ma, do you want to see?
Nope.
All right, do it.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Basically,
that's so gross. That's
it's so gross.
Gross.
But you can see they are tiny. They're not like
they
what
like
I'm
ants.
Thinking. Yes,
they look like ants with wings.
Because to me, when
they
you
look
say
like
bee,
family
it's
relatives.
A bumblebee.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, bumblebees are now on the endangered species
Isn't
list.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Hold on, doesn't shit go down when they go extinct?
Yeah, well, if they go extinct, we're fucked.
Oh, we're messed,
cool.
man.
We are fucked. That Black Mirror episode becomes true.
That's pretty awesome.
That, to me, is one of the most fucked up Black Mirror episodes. I don't think people talk about it enough. You know which one I'm talking about?
They harness bees and wasps as a weapon, right?
No. Well
it's
does,
because they're little robot bees. They're not like real life bees. But yes, and then they send them against people who are shitty online and it ends up killing.
I don't hate that.
I don't either, but it ends up killing something like 200,000 people in England or something.
So don't
like
be shitty
lines.
On the internet. I have no.
Well, yes, 100% that is the rule that should be taken away, or killer robot bees will come after you.
Yeah,
but
I love it.
It just sort of fucked me up. Where I like that whole episode is like dark and twisted, and I was like,
it's
Jesus.
Black Mirror.
I know.
I think one is feel good.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's
which
still
one?
A little sad.
Which one's feel good?
Oh wait, Saint Genevieve.
Oh yes, that one is feel good.
I
and
like yeah,
the
dating
one.
App.
Ooh,
yeah, that was yeah, that was a really good one.
The dating app where they like escape thing and then they find each other.
So they're put through like a virtual trial, and that what is it like?
It was really cool.
98 or 99% of the time they got together, and that's why it was just like they are soulmates.
I know.
That's kind of beautiful.
Brilliant.
But it did make
me
feel fucked up for the AI. I was like, oh, that AI has real feelings too.
As someone who's single, I'm like, gross. That doesn't exist.
Maude, you're single.
Oh, Maude. That's okay.
I'll
just go back to high school, girl. That's what I did.
I went to an all-girls private school.
Oh, right. You can't do that. We talked about that. Mm. Do we have... What's our time? Should we do one more?
32
we'll do,
minutes.
We'll do one more quick. One more quick.
Okay. Since this is a... since we're talking about Game of Thrones, someone's knocking on our door.
Yeah.
Okay. How about this? Game of Thrones haters explain... why they are glad the show is ending.
What?
I know.
That's
send the bees.
So I'll just say some real quick quotes online, because people, I don't hate Game of Thrones. My wife watches it, and I'll watch it sometimes with her. But people will say, I dislike Game of Thrones. So much sexual assault and such questionable treatment of women. Not what I'm looking for in my fantasy. I love the actors, but especially in the early series, the way women were treated is not something I want to watch for fun.
The way men were treated were shitty, too.
They all died.
Everyone gets treated shittily in this show. That's the point.
If you have to die for your king, and the king's like, do something
literally,
stupid that will kill you, you
there's
go,
there's a character
right.
who gets his dick cut off.
Oh,
like,
no,
I'm not
no,
thrilled
no,
about
no,
that.
No, no,
and
right.
had a sausage eaten in front of him.
Yes!
That was a woman who said that. And then we had Harry, who says, the most boring people in the country will have to find something new to fixate on. Thank God. There are people who hate the show. I do not hate
Harry?
The show, by the way.
I want to know what the fuck Harry does.
Harry?
Let's see.
Harry. Oh, God.
Are you being more about torturing.
Dobby? Dobby?
No.
Wait.
I was being Home Alone.
Oh.
Daniel Stern's character?
Oh, yes.
Harry. I thought you were being the house elf from Harry Potter.
No, that sounds like this actually, oh, Mr. There you Potter. Go. Mr.
Yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
There's more, but...
Was that me being boring?
Read one more, and then we'll wrap it up.
All right. I am happy it's ending because I no longer have to break it to everyone I talk to that I'm not into it. I feel
like
my...
That's like
you, Tom. It is. I feel like my having this opinion always comes across like I'm trying to be an edgelord. We don't know what that
is. An edgelord is someone that's trying to be a little bit edgy and they're going against the norm.
Okay, gotcha. That's not me. The truth is, I've watched it several times and without fail fall asleep 10 minutes into every episode that's coming.
What?
Dragons and blood aren't exciting to me. Same here. My interest was only
what
slightly
What is exciting
peaked.
To you?
Naked dragons.
Naked
dragons.
They are naked. She doesn't even ride
really?
A saddle.
I haven't like, told you. I didn't watch the show. I thought they were wearing like...
Scales?
You know,
the dragons?
Bike
you
pants
thought the
dragon?
Yes, the dragons had on bike pants.
That's pretty much it.
I'm...
Yeah,
I'm,
so people... You see, there's people
well,
who
listen,
hate
then
it, so I'm not the
only haters,
one.
These haters... But you're not a hater. You
no,
just don't
no,
watch
no.
it.
They probably
as
like
you stuff
men.
Vegan donut into
this
your
one's
face.
Really good.
You need a little bit of a napkin.
All right, guys. Okay. This has been a very sugar-filled, wine-filled episode.
Thank you.
I've missed you guys. I'm glad we are back together.
Same.
Woo!
I can't wait for everyone to watch Game of Thrones, and then we can actually talk about it!
Because the night is dark and full of terrors.
Yes! Thank you all for listening, either for one episode or for 4 years. Hey, we love you guys.
Yeah.
If you want to email us at halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at halfhourhappyhr. Subscribe to us on whatever you listen to us on. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify. Subscribe to the right feed on Spotify.
Find the right one.
Tell your friends to resubscribe to our feed on Spotify. Whatever it is.
Hey, Dad.
Do it now.
Yeah, change over, mate.
There you go. And that is it for this week's episode of the Half Hour Happy Hour.
Ladies night.
I'm Allison Haislip.
I'm Maud Garrett.
Thanks for sitting in with us, Tom White Wine Mandango Grabsky.
Thanks, girls.
We'll see you all later. Winter is
Tom
coming.
Had a knife in his pocket. Ah, oh, I wanted to talk about
I'll
that so
have
much.
It in my
next episode.
Next
okay.
Starburns Avenue, a podcast network.